Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new report finds the cost of basic needs for families in Massachusetts is rising and many families are falling behind. The Boston-based Crittenden Women's Union estimates that 3 in 4 single mothers don't earn enough to cover the cost of necessities like childcare, food, and housing. In one example, in order to meet basic needs, a single parent would need to earn $66,000 a year for one school-aged child and another in preschool. For more on the study, we're joined this morning by Crittenden President and CEO Dr. Beth Babcock. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Doctor, explain what the outlook is like for a single parent with children across the state.
I think we find that single parents with children are struggling in Massachusetts. A large number of them are because of the high costs of obtaining the basics of housing and childcare and the earnings levels that many who are not in the knowledge-based economy are achieving right now.
What's driving this?
Well, I think what's really driving it is the shift over to knowledge-based jobs, jobs that require education beyond high school. And although Massachusetts has 53% of the population with a college degree, which is among the highest in the United States, we also have among the highest requirement for education in the jobs that we have here. We're at the forefront of the knowledge-based economy.
And I see that you find it's a growing problem because the difference of what it costs to support people is getting wider as costs go up. Jobs require more education and wages pretty much stagnate.
Yes, wages not only stagnate, but they've actually eroded at the bottom of the earnings scale. So what we're finding is that the young families or families in low-wage paying jobs are on a treadmill where they're running faster and faster, and they're just not able to keep up.
What are the major costs to families?
Well, the biggest cost to young families, believe it or not, is child care. 31% of the family's income goes to child care. And then housing, of course, and taxes. Those are among the fastest growing costs for families in Massachusetts, particularly child care.
What's the impact like for these families?
Well, the impact is that they can't even provide for the most basic needs for their families. I mean, there was a report that was released just yesterday that alluded to the fact that a minimum wage worker in Massachusetts would have to work 3 jobs just to pay for the average rent of a 2-bedroom apartment. So when you are dealing with exigencies like that, it's impossible for families to make ends meet. So they have to do a variety of things, you know, to try to care for themselves and their families. They have to not provide childcare or leave children alone when they don't want to. They have to double up on apartments. Unfortunately, we see increasing use of credit cards as a way of filling the gap and just providing the basics.
The report makes some recommendations to help single parents. Tell us about those.
Well, it's not just single parents. It's two-parent families as well that are experiencing these difficulties. And we can try as much as possible to help families with safety net services, but the bottom line is even that is inadequate. It's a fraying safety net, and these families have to be given supports to get into the knowledge-based economies. We have a number of jobs that we list in our own companion study to the Mass Index that are called smart jobs and hot jobs, and those are jobs that take under 2 years of education post-high school to train for, but pay family-sustaining wages or close to family-sustaining wages and are in high vacancy, high demand in Massachusetts and projected to be so out into the future.
But first, these struggling families, these struggling women especially, need to somehow be funneled into education programs that will enable them to get these jobs.
That's right. People who are low-income are not only are dealing with a lack of financial resources, but they also have a lack of time. You know, they're working extra jobs and trying to take care of themselves and their families. And so every investment they make, both in their time and in their money, has to be made extremely carefully. They can't go into a college program and have the time to change their major 15 times. So they need information, good information and supports to get the education and training, certificate training that will head them toward the jobs that will be able to support their families.
Last question. If this is a growing problem, is there light at the end of the tunnel? Is there hope that this cycle can be broken?
Absolutely. With the right supports, we have families that are just doing amazing things. I mean, families that had an average income, household income of $11,000 a year, moving into $60,000 a year jobs after years of working and going to school, yes, but doing that while they're supporting their families and moving themselves out of debt and getting themselves on a firmer footing.
Dr. Beth Babcock, President and CEO of the Crittenden Women's Union, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.